Good Wednesday morning, everyone. I'm Will Harris, and I appreciate you joining me this morning. This week, we've been asking the question, "What will you do with Jesus?" And each day, we've looked at an account where someone is forced to answer that question. On Monday, we looked at an encounter that Peter had with Jesus not long after they met. When Peter saw the power of Jesus, he started to realize just who Jesus really was. Then yesterday, we looked at a group of Jews who also saw Jesus perform an amazing miracle. Like Peter, they were presented with powerful evidence of who Jesus was. But unlike Peter, though, they chose to harden their hearts and not see what was right in front of their eyes. Today we're actually going to take a second day to look at Peter, but the encounter we will look at today happens later than the account Monday. By this time, Peter, along with the other apostles, have been following Jesus, witnessing the miracles performed, and hearing his teaching for a while. We'll pick up the reading this morning in Matthew 16, starting in verse 13. And it says here, "When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, 'Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?' So they said, 'Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets.' He said to them, 'But who do you say that I am?' Simon Peter answered and said, 'You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.' Jesus answered and said to him, 'Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.'" Now, as we discuss this, let's start by talking about the setting where they're at. To really appreciate this brief conversation, we really need to take a minute to talk about where this occurred. Caesarea Philippi was in the north part of Judea, north of the Sea of Galilee. It lay on a road that was a major trade route that ran out of Egypt called the Via Maris. Caesarea Philippi was best known for being a major center for idol worship, and there was a large cliff face where a spring flowed out. And just in front of this, there was a large temple complex for the Greek god Pan. Now, the worship rituals for this false god included things like offering goats and even children at times. So, we need to understand that it was in this hotbed of false god worship that Jesus asked his question. Now, let's also take a minute to talk about Peter's background at this point. We read about Peter earlier in the week. But at this point, Peter has been with Jesus through much of his ministry. He's heard his teaching, he's seen many miracles, and he's seen Jesus from day to day. And it's pretty neat to see how Peter's faith has progressed since the day of that fishing trip. At first, he definitely saw that Jesus had great power and authority, but there was still a lot he didn't understand. Now, though, we see his faith and understanding have matured substantially. He knows who Jesus is and where he came from. Now, let's look at Peter's confession here. When Jesus asked, "Who do you say that I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And this is a powerful confession of faith in Jesus, but it is especially powerful when you consider that they were standing in a place known for worship of stone statues who didn't see or hear or know anything. And I wanted to look at this account of Peter because I think it's important for us to remember that we must decide to accept or reject Jesus initially, but that's not just a one-time decision. If we choose to accept Jesus and follow him, there's a growth that can and should happen in our life, just like Peter. As we try to follow him and be obedient to his teaching, we too will learn more about who Jesus is and grow in our faith. And that's a lifelong journey that doesn't stop until death. And isn't that an exciting thing to think about? Now, we'll wrap up our study there this morning. Tomorrow, I want to look at one more person in the New Testament to see their response to Jesus. I don't want to get into too much detail now, but there are several things that make tomorrow's story unique compared to the ones we've looked at already. I hope that you'll be able to join me for that. Also, I'd like to invite you to meet with us at Oakland Church of Christ. We meet for Sunday worship service at 9:30 Sunday morning, then for Bible study at 5 p.m. on Sunday night, and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Thanks so much for tuning in this morning, and have a great day.